Video is brought to you by Richard Carr Buick GMC Cadillac, located at the Imperial Drive exit off Loop 340 in Waco. Proud supporters of all Baylor athletics.
You know, when Maceo Teague made his decision last week, we opened up the show with Scott Drew and then had Maceo Teague on. Today, we open up the show with Scott Drew, and we're now joined by Baylor senior guard, All-American, Jared Butler on Sikkim 365 Radio. Jared, I know you had a workout. You just got finished with a local media Zoom meeting, and you're on with us from Sikkim 365 Radio. Are you relieved? What's the feeling like right now this afternoon?
Yeah, I'm super relieved, super burden off my shoulders. And I'm glad to be back in Waco, glad to, be back home a little bit. So I feel a lot of peace. So I'm good. How are y'all doing?
We're doing great. We're doing great, Jared. You went through the entire process. You could have taken your name out at any time. You took every, pretty much the whole time to make your decision. What did you learn about yourself and what the future is going to hold for you next year all through this spring and summer?
Yeah, I think about myself. Just some things that I had to mature throughout the process, and I think I did mature just physically, mentally, spiritually. I had to learn how to be a professional, how to take care of my body, and how to be, a basketball player as my profession, which is kind of cool in a sense, but at the same time, a lot of hard work. So I think I learned that a lot. And, I think when you start talking about your business decisions as far as, what jobs you want in the world, you got to grow up a little bit. And I think that helped me a lot just throughout the whole process.
What was your favorite part, Jared, of just something that was maybe a little bit different? I'm sure you had ideas of the day that you would go to the NBA, what that process would look like. It's obviously a little different than normal, but what was kind of your favorite part or something that stood out?
Yeah, I think for me it was just the surreal moments when NBA teams, they would like email me and say they wanted to interview me. That was really like humbling and also like kind of like, oh, like I'm kind of like reaching my goals and my dreams that I've had since I was a little kid. It's just very exciting when the Golden State Warriors or, Toronto Raptors are, calling and then having like an agent, which is pretty cool. So, just little things like that just really, just fill your soul and your spirit just because you dream about it since you're younger.
Do you feel like because of the way the season ended, the unknown and you couldn't finish, had you been able to, had there been a Final Four, let's say, trip and maybe more, do you feel like maybe things would have changed with your decision?
Ooh, I think that's a great question, a great hypothetical situation. And I do think if we did have a chance to play in the NCAA tournament, I think maybe guys in the NBA would look at me different. I do believe that without a doubt. And I do think that could have changed some things for sure, without a doubt. I think that's fair to say.
Jared Butler with us, returning senior All-American guard with us on Sikkim 365 Radio.
How much did you talk to Maceo or anybody else on the team during the process about what he was doing, what you wanted to do, or was this, you kind of moving yourself and taking in all the information on your own?
Yeah, we didn't collude throughout the whole process. We weren't doing – we were very focused on what's best for just us and our family for sure. When I saw Maceo decided to come back, it was just warming to know that, he made a decision, which is a hard, tough decision in general. So I was just excited just for that. And the video was actually really cool. What should I do? For me, it was just my decision. It wasn't, because Maceo came back, I came back. It was definitely just my decision. So, but it's just icing on the cake that he did come back and I did come back. So it's pretty cool.
By the way, I'm trying to make you older than you are. I keep saying senior. I'm sorry. You're not. You're too young to be a senior. You're a junior.
Yeah.
Junior. Jared Butler with us on Sikkim 365 Radio. Craig?
Jared, with the announcement, the unveiling, the video, all that, like kind of take us through that process, the idea behind it, how you wanted to like let the world know your news.
Yeah. I think for me, Waco has just been just a tremendous place, a place where I've grown and becoming a man and things of that nature. So the Waco idea and the Alaco and the graffiti Waco sign was just something, a little touch to it to just give everybody to know that Waco is just kind of where I've been at and where I grew up, or not grew up, but grew up in the past 2 years. So that was cool. And then the whole idea was unfinished business. Well, they started kind of the hashtag going already, so that was kind of cool already. The guy that Trey Mena did a great job. You know, we talked about it a lot, and we filmed a lot. We went to a lot of different places, so it was pretty good. I'm not gonna lie.
The family of Baylor, everyone that knows, in that team, we had a kind of a pop quiz that our staff at Sikkim365.com had about who's the favorite team you've ever covered at Baylor. And you know, our job is to cover you guys, is not to like be favorites or whatever. But what last year's men's basketball team was like, can you think of anything that was better, even with the lack of an ending, than how close-knit that team was, what a family that team and the coaches really were?
Yeah, I think that's very hard to find just in the game of basketball, because it's just so easy to be selfish, so easy to not sacrifice for the team and have guys that don't work hard. And I think we had just the complete opposite, guys that were willing to sacrifice, guys that were putting the extra time in, and guys that really valued winning. And I think we all reaped the benefits of that with everybody, you know, getting some type of reward, just from Coach Drew to Devontae coming off the bench. Like, it's just really heartwarming when everybody's on the same goal and striving for the same thing. It's just really good, and it's hard to find, not gonna lie.
Well, I mean, everything has come up roses this summer for Baylor and everything. You didn't want to be the one guy who called and gave Coach Drew bad news, did you?
Yeah, no, I didn't, but. That's kind of funny to think about it that way. But, yeah, I guess I gave him a good early Christmas present, I guess. I don't know.
So what was the reaction of Scott Drew and the rest of the staff, equally as important as well? Obviously, the tremendous staff over there. But, Jerry, when they did learn the news officially, I mean, what was their reaction to it?
Yeah, Coach Drew was just smiling, you know, just talking about anything at that point. You know how he is. We talked about Michael Jordan to other NBA guys coming out. We talked about just different random stuff, which is just to go to show how far our relationship has grown. But, you know, he was really excited, and, you know, he's glad. I'm glad. So it was pretty cool, not gonna lie.
Jared, it's all about getting better, and you all are already at a high level. Where you have been as a player, and you had your toe dipped in the water and could be, without question, and will be successful one day in the NBA. How do you yourself push yourself? You don't need anyone else to give you pep talks, although that's what the coaches will do, your teammates will do, and others will do. How do you keep from getting complacent? It's not easy. Sometimes you can say it, but you got to do it. What is it that fuels you?
I think a lot of things fuel me, just being a competitor, number one, and wanting to win. Number two, wanting to leave a legacy at Baylor and put up a banner, a Big 12 championship, a national championship. Number three, my teammates and how hard they work and how hard, like, you can't come into practice lackadaisical because you'll get, you know, embarrassed. The coaching staff, they push us. They never compare ourselves to, you know, what we are. We're always trying to get better. And I think just so many other factors that just play in a part of not being complacent and not staying the same. I think in basketball, if you're staying the same, you're really just getting worse. And I think all those things are just going through your mind. And, you know, and we all want to be professionals too. So we all take this almost as like our job. So we're always trying to get better and be the best basketball player we can be each and every day. So that's just how I stopped being, or, you know, strive not to be complacent, you know. So it's definitely a daily battle of fighting the temptation to be complacent.
All right, will you take more shots between games this year than you did last year? Because I don't know if you can do that.
I don't know. I'm getting kind of old at this point.
Come on.
You just wait.
I'll definitely make sure. I'll just make every shot in the game, so that way I won't have to go shoot after the game. You know what I mean?
There you go. Yeah. Good answer.
You're getting old.
Yeah.
God. I'm three times older than you. I mean, like,
you probably are.
Man, you know what I love about right now and listening to you the last 8 to 10 minutes? You're happy. You're happy. This is not like – I know it was a tough decision. I know it was a decision to test it and what you – you know, but you sound so much at peace. What's that like?
Yeah, what's that like? I don't know. I think it's definitely the Lord, my faith. And like I said, when I made the decision, if I didn't feel peace about it, and not just a sense of peace, like I meant like a couple of days of peace, mm-hmm. and jumping over the fence and being like, okay, I'm not looking back. I don't want to look back. You know, this is where I'm going. And that's what I felt. And I think the people around me, we talked about it for hours and hours. That's helped me a lot. And just, you know, and being at Waco is not bad. I think I had an easy decision because either way it goes, I think everybody would have been happy for me. So yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Paul, Craig, anything else? Jared, congratulations. And thank you so much for jumping on with us on this big moment for you, for Baylor, and also for everyone that knows you and your family. Thanks for your time. Have a great week.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me, y'all. Appreciate y'all.
I'll never forget. They had played a game. Jared had not shot the ball all that well. He scored probably 10, 12, 15 points. And I walk out of the Farrell Center after a post-game media session, up that tunnel, men's gym to the right, practice gym, women's to the left, and the doors open. And the two guys that were in there, and I took mainly the video of Jared shooting one after another after you mentioned another after another after another, and they've got that machine now that catches the ball anywhere around the net, goes in or not, and then spits it back out at you like a tennis machine when it sends the ball your way and you hit it. And he sat there, and I just sat there, and then I, you know, Macy O'Teague's down at the other end. And then we hear about the Macy O'Teague weight training or weight workouts that he does late at night. That's why that team was good. They never were satisfied.
Well, yeah, and they had all these guys that never left the gym.
Never.
Davion Mitchell, Charlie Melton told me, like, he'd have to go tell him, like, hey, dude, you got to go home for a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, it's okay if you go home.
Yeah. Sleep is good. Yeah. Sleep is good.
Yeah, you can definitely tell how much those guys in that program care about each other. I mean, we talk all the time about, you know, family atmosphere and the love that they have for each other, but it's just even more evident every time you talk to one of those guys. I mean, I've heard players, you know, pull their name out of the draft hat before and they seem at peace with their decision, but he seems like genuinely giddy over it. Like, he's super excited. It's very clear. And I think that's great that he's so at peace with the decision that he's come to. And I'm certainly not imagining that it was a very easy one, especially right now. Like, I know that maybe he's not as highly thought of in NBA circles because he kind of alluded to that with, you know, them not seeing him in the tournament and how that probably would have made a difference for him. But, you know, even if there is room for him to improve, and certainly there is, I mean, he could have still taken the money. He could have taken the money, and if it didn't work out in a couple years, go to Europe and make money. But he's decided to come back, and I think that just speaks volumes of what Scott Drew's got going on right now, amongst various other things that speak volumes as well. But that's huge news for Baylor basketball.
By the way, Oklahoma had some bad news today.